And let's go from a ritual of children to the rituals of college students. They come flocking back to campus every fall, tying up traffic and causing moms to tear up. NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston checked out this year's migration.
Commonwealth Avenue near Boston University looks like a U-Haul parking lot. There are trucks and vans double and triple parked. Here's a convertible with a guy piling kitchen chairs into the top. Can I stop you a sec? I'm with National Public Radio doing a story about move-in day.
Oh, all I can tell you, it sucks.
Dan McDonald is helping a couple BU seniors through what he calls the mayhem.
There's stuff piled in the streets like snowdrifts of just junk. And you don't know what's trash and you don't know what's still being kept. It's wild. Okay, here we go.
And coming down the street here are two guys wheeling a giant gray bucket with floor lamps and ironing boards inside. How far are you guys pushing this thing?
Just a mile.
A mile?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit less than a mile. It could have been worse. There's the remaining stuff. We got everything done by the movers, so.
Where's mom? Where's dad?
They aren't here to help.
Back home, they don't know anything about this.
Oh, you're big shots now.
Yep.
As you'd expect from upperclassmen like Shedish Kohli and Hamza Heder, but it's a different story across the street at the freshman dorm.
I mean, I know it's kind of awkward and, you know, she's crying on the street and everything, but it's because she loves me and I know that, so.
That's freshman Ben Shadish saying goodbye to his mother, Sherry, for the third day in a row.
You know, it's not about wanting to cling on to him, but it's just, I just want to watch her because he's going to be awesome. He'll do great things.
For some, the path to greatness will start more smoothly than for others.
Oh my God. It's running away. I know. I look like a freshman.
Sophomore Allie Schwertner barely averts a head-on collision with another dolly.
Sorry.
She maneuvers into her dorm, up to the 13th floor, and finally to home sweet home.
Oh, wow. It's smaller than I thought.
The bed, a dresser, and a desk pushed up against the white cinder block walls leave about enough room in the middle for a bath mat.
It looks a little depressing right now.
You know, there's prison cells bigger than these.
Is that?
Seven floors down, Nick Bagakis is building shelves in his daughter Christina's room with Aunt Cindy.
All right, wait.
You gotta put the clips.
I gotta, but that other one has to turn in.
God. It would be the hottest day of the year, for God's sakes.
Temperatures close to 100 are testing everyone's patience, including freshman Rebecca Brown.
Like, you're yelling at each other because, like, mom is, like, overbearing and, like, remember to shower and to give old people my spot on the tea. And I was like, Mom, please, like.
But other moms are making a clean break.
Okay, well, listen, we'll let you go.
Okay. All right.
Want the door shut, honey, or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Deb Rogers is a no-drama mama with her son Emerson, just as she was when her oldest daughter left for college.
Her first day of school, I was trying to cry. I was thinking of sad things. I was very ready to let her go.
But other moms, not so much.
They're my whole life, my kids. I need them more than they need me.
That's mom Nancy Matlack.
We were at a rest area yesterday. And there was this woman yelling at her kids in the minivan, and I thought, oh, gosh, don't yell at them. They're going to be gone before you know it.
And before you know it, move-in day is done. The U-Hauls are emptied, the mini-fridges are stocked, and the sidewalk is a teary sideshow.
I love you.
All right, call your mother.
Yeah.
Bye, baby. See you soon. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything.
Bye. Okay. Don't bite in it. Study hard. Mm-hmm. Sleep well.
When his mom starts to well up, freshman Gene Smith turns the tables and he starts to comfort her. He gives her a hug and whispers softly, "It'll be okay, Mom. We can Skype." Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.